Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning back in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. I've been preaching throughout the days of this week on the subject, praying for missions. And the Bible said in verse number 38, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." We're looking at the thought of praying for missions. I said in the early part of the week, and let me say it again today, I believe it's a sin against God for us to send missionaries to the foreign field and send them a check once a month and forget them the rest of the time. As a matter of fact, when I started praying for missionaries years ago, I made it a policy. I would never criticize a missionary who left the field and came home if I did not pray for him while he was there on the field. I don't have any right to criticize a man that leaves a field and I've not been praying for him. So we give so they can live, but we must pray so they can stay. I pointed out to you, first of all, that we must pray for laborers to be sent. And again, I want to say this. Our Lord told us to pray this prayer. And I am convinced that if we pray the prayer for him to send forth laborers into the field, that he will hear and answer that prayer. And I've been praying that for a number of years, believing that. And I still believe it. And I believe that one day at the judgment seat of Christ, the Lord will say to me, "You prayed for me to send forth laborers." And I'd say, "Yes, Lord." And then he would say to me, "I want to introduce you to the people that I called to be laborers in answer to your prayer." And then when I've introduced you to them, I'll let them introduce you to the people that they have led to Christ, their fruit. I'll let you see that. And friend, that'll be part of our reward at the judgment seat of Christ. You may not be able to go to the mission field, and you may not even be able to give much to missions, but I want to tell you, if you're saved by the grace of God, you can make yourself a prayer warrior and begin praying faithfully and fervently for the missionaries. Pray for those that your church supports. Get a list of them and try to pray at least once a week for all your missionaries by name and by country. Read their prayer letters as they mail them back to the church. You read and see what their needs are and pray for them. And I mentioned to you again some years ago, God burdened my heart about praying for missions. And I simply told the Lord, "All I know is God bless our missionaries." And so God began to lay upon my heart these different categories of the needs of the missionaries. And on yesterday, I mentioned 8 areas that God has dealt with my heart about praying for the missionaries. And I trust God will deal with you. And you too will become a prayer warrior and help us pray for the work of missions around the world. You see, friend, any missionary that is worth the salt that goes in their bread would tell you they need your prayers more than they need your money. Now, I'm aware of the fact there's a lot of things that money can do, and missionaries do have financial needs. But friend, listen to me. I don't care how much money you've got coming in as a missionary. If you do not have the power of God on your life, then money cannot do the work that needs to be done. And friend, if money is all that missionary's got, he probably will not stay long on the field of service. But we must pray that God would keep them there. We give so they can live, but we pray so they can stay. And I mentioned these 8 areas. If you did not write them down on yesterday, I trust you'd grab a pencil, a piece of paper real quick, and write them down today. And you begin praying in these 8 areas of the missionary's life for the missionary. Number 1, I said to you, we're to pray for their spiritual needs. Number 2, we're to pray for their physical needs. Number three, we're to pray for their emotional needs. Number four, we're to pray for their mental needs. Then number five, we're to pray for them socially. They must learn to get along with people who do not understand them and whom they do not understand. Number six, we're to pray for them morally, that God would put a hedge around them and keep them pure and clean, holy and undefiled before God. Number seven, we're to pray for them domestically. Pray for the family circle, the partner-companion relationship, the parent-child relationship, that God would keep their family strong and use them in the service of the Lord. And then number eight, we're to pray for them financially, that God would meet the needs that they have in the financial realm. And friend, I want to tell you, God can do so. Sometimes there is such a change in the exchange rate of the currency that they lose much of their income in that manner. Sometimes there are customs and tariffs that hurt them and cost them money. But I want to tell you, God is able to hear us and answer our prayer on the financial need of the missionary. So we must pray for them spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, morally, socially, domestically, and financially. We're to pray for laborers to be sent. We're to pray for laborers to be sustained. And then number three, we're to pray for laborers to be successful. You see, dear friend, we do not just send missionaries to the field so we can get up and talk about how many missionaries we help support. We do not send missionaries support just so they'll send us a letter back and we can post it on our bulletin board for everybody to see that we support missionaries. Now listen, don't take this preacher wrong. We ought to support all we can, and the missionary ought to write, and we ought to read them and pray over them. But friend, listen, the bottom line is of taking on missionaries, we take them on to do a job. And we ought to pray that God make our missionaries successful in the work that God has called them to do. When I was outlining this message and I came to this point, I outlined it and I tried to preach it. It did not seem to work. I outlined it again and it did not seem to work, though it was homiletically and theologically correct. But I finally said to the Lord, Lord, I want you to deal with my heart. Give me the thought that you want me to preach in this matter of our praying for them to be successful. Here's what the Lord gave me. Listen to me carefully. God does not judge success as man does. I delight in numbers. I like to read the prayer letter of a missionary who's gone to the field, been there a couple of years, and he's got three churches going. And between the three churches, he's running about 500 in Sunday school. People being saved every Sunday and people being baptized and new mission work started. I love that. I love that. We ought to desire that kind of fruit. But I want to tell you something, friend. We must realize that all the fields of the world are not equal. And you can send the missionary to a country where there's not been a lot of preaching of the gospel, and he will see several people saved and churches started. When you send missionaries to a civilized society, they do not take to the message of the missionary very easily. So God does not judge as we judge, but God has another method of judgment. If we get a letter from a missionary, and it tells about he's been there a short period of time, he's got several churches started, the works are going good, we have a tendency to say, hallelujah, that man's in the will of God. But we send a missionary somewhere like Japan, Scotland, Great Britain, France, some of the other places that are very refined in their culture, and he may be there years and not have over 20 people or 30 people in the church that he's started. It's more difficult in some places than it is the other. So I got to praying, Lord, what does it mean to be successful? And I believe the Lord said to my heart, what does it take for you to be successful? What does it take for anyone to be successful? And I came to this conclusion. I believe the Lord gave it to me. To me, to be successful is for me to be what God wants me to be. It is for me to be where God wants me to be, and it's for me to do what God wants me to do, to accomplish what God wants me to accomplish. And friend, I am convinced that is the criteria by which the Lord will judge the missionary at the judgment seat of Christ. Not just how many souls were saved, though that is important, and not just how many churches were started, and again, that is important, but God will judge that missionary on the basis of his success, according to whether or not he was where God wanted him to be, he was what God wanted him to be, he was doing what God wanted him to do, and accomplishing what God wanted him to accomplish. So as we pray for the missionary, we're to pray that labors be sent. We're to pray that the labors be sustained. And we're to pray that the laborers would be successful. Pray that they will accomplish the will of God and do the work that God sent them to do. And then I want to share this with you before I leave the air today. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3, Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica about his own prayer request. And I want you to listen to this. Paul said, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1, "Finally, my brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." So Paul would say, pray for me. And I give you these three thoughts. He said, pray for the message to be delivered. Pray for the ministry to be developed. And pray for the missionary to be delivered. So we're to pray that labors be sent. We're to pray that labors be sustained. And we're to pray that labors be successful in the work that God has called them to do. And again, I remind you, the job of the missionary is to evangelize the sinner. Then when they're saved, he's to baptize them into the fellowship of the local church. And then he's to set them down and disciple them, stabilize them in the Word of God. Let me just close the broadcast this week by asking you personally, would you let God speak to your heart about you becoming a person of prayer, praying for missions? Of course, I want you to pray for me. Pray for all of God's laborers. But God needs some men and some ladies that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge for us who are on the front line with your prayers for us. Would you pray for the work of missions around the world on a consistent basis? Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I'm grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year would be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us, if it's at all possible, the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait.